Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, inspired listeners, and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. It is so good to be back here again today, as it is every Wednesdays. I have to tell you, I always look forward to spending this time with you and learning from the guests that we bring on, because they all have their own unique backgrounds and individual sets of talents and knowledge and wisdom. And so every week is a new week, including this week. We're so excited. We're going to be talking about channeling and channeling the archangels. We're going to be talking about Metatron and a whole bunch of goodness. So thank you for being with us. We have an amazing show ahead of us today, and I have a feeling we're going to have a whole lot of fun too. But first, my name is Kim Thalkin. As you know, I'm the founder of my bicoastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, in the beautiful states of Virginia and also California, where the goal is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. And if I can help you in any way, through readings, energy healing, shifting your energy, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, I would be honored to work with you. You can find me at lovefirst.info. I do have an announcement to make. I will be at the Richmond Mind, Body, Spirit event that is going to be this Saturday, November 11th. There's going to be a ton of different practitioners there from all different backgrounds, a lot of talent, and people being of service. And this doesn't get better than that, in my opinion. And I would love to do readings for you there, if that's something you're feeling called to do, or just stop by and visit. So with that said, without further delay, I would love to introduce my co-host, the intuitive prospector, Mr. Mark Lanehart in Seattle, Washington. Mark, how you doing today? Mark Lanehart, are you with us? My goodness. Okay. I thought we were all together. I know Mark is going to be joining us. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll just give Mark some time to get connected in. That's okay. I will just say, if you'd like to learn more about the work that Mark is doing up in the Northwest in Seattle, you can learn all about him at marklanehart.com, or you can search the Intuitive Prospector. There's no place on social media that he can't be found. He is Mr. Social Media himself. He does a lot of great work on spreading awareness, and he's just doing a lot of beautiful work these days in the way of hikes, meditations, readings. He's doing a lot of platform demonstrations too, so all kinds of good stuff. And you can find him at marklanehart.com. He should be joining us shortly. Not sure what's going on there, but that is okay. If you would like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us. Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can interact with us. You can send through questions, add comments, and just be a part of our community. We love it when we hear from our inspired listeners. And you can also listen to our podcast across multiple platforms as well. So if you missed the live show or just want to hear it again, You can listen to our archives on Om Times Radio. You can find us on Podbean, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, MarkLanehart.com, and LoveFirst.info. You can also call in live with your questions or comments during this show and every show. Today we are going to be doing readings, which I know our listeners tend to love, and we do too, because it's just fun to be able to connect with you in that way. And I find when we're doing readings and the phone lines are open, I'm so saddened when the hour comes to an end, because I find myself having so much fun and really enjoying getting to know all of you.
The phone lines are going to be open?
Hi, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was talking and you guys couldn't hear me, so I had to call back in. But yes, I've made it. I'm on board. I'm checking Facebook for our questions, and I'll just let you continue on.
Yes, so I was just letting our listeners know that we are going to be doing readings, and you can actually call in with questions if you've got questions about channeling or the archangels, particularly Metatron. This is a good day to do that. The call-in number is 202-570-7057. Mark, is there anything that you'd like to add to that? Perhaps you'd like to share with our listeners our inspired affirmation for the month.
I would love to. And for me, I have no events to announce because I'm taking November and December off. So I always do that every year. But I just wanted to give a shout out to one of our inspired listeners all the way over in Sweden, Karina Flood, who is listening in, hopefully. I've just given her a beautiful inspired listening shout out all the way over in Sweden. And with every month, like Kim said, we have our positive affirmation, and we also have a positive inspiration for the month of November. The positive affirmation to help you on your journey is take the time to disconnect so that you may have the time to reconnect. That's my personal favorite because it's actually one of my affirmations that I actually came up with. But take the time to disconnect so that you may have the time to reconnect. And the positive inspiration for the month of November for Inspired Living Radio is everything is created twice. First in the mind and then in reality. And that actually comes from one of my favorite books, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. So again, everything is created twice, first in the mind and then in reality. If you want to check out the work I'm doing here in Seattle, just visit marklanehart.com, internet search the Intuitive Prospector. I'd love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goal. Back to you, Kim.
Very good. So today we've got a very special guest, a fellow friend of ours, Julie Geigel. She is a gifted channel of Archangel Metatron, an international psychic medium, an awakened healer and spiritual teacher. She has a master's in education, and she spent 10 years teaching middle school. Now she's honored to work with the spiritual realm, assisting many on their path of awakening and enlightenment. It's an exciting time for that, for sure. She studied mediumship at the renowned Arthur Finley College in England, and she's visited Brazil's Spiritual Center for Healing and Enlightenment. She holds certifications in hypnotherapy, meditation, and Reiki. She's an ordained minister. Ho'oponopono is her favorite healing technique. She also does a weekly show called Angel Healing, Thursdays with Julie, which airs on Facebook Live 9 a.m. Central Time monthly, and you can also listen to her channel Metatron on Angel Talk Tuesday at Zoom. She is an author, a spiritual teacher, offering all kinds of classes and mentorships. You can learn more about that on her website, liveyourinnerpower.com. In 2007, she opened Heaven Sent Healing, which is located in, I think this is how you say, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And she offers phone, Skype, and in-person sessions specializing in business, romance, and relationships. That's the big one. And you can learn all about her and her work and all the classes and the beautiful work that she's doing out there and her offerings to help support you on your path. Again, on her site, liveyourinnerpower.com.
Kim, I'm just going to pause you for a second. It's heavensenthealing.us.
Heavensenthealing.us. That's your website, Julie?
Yep. Yes.
I am so sorry.
No problem.
Thank you for the correction. Well, with that said, Julie, thank you for being present with us today and for sharing
all of your wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. I think it was a few years now that we all met together in Ashland, and wow, what an experience that was. And now here I am with you on your show.
Yes, a lot has happened since then. That was actually the first time I met Mark, too.
Yeah, wow.
Here we are.
And just for our inspired listening audience out there, BAP is for Best American Psychics, for those that don't know, but that's the directory and the organization that all three of us are part of, Best American Psychics or BAP, Team BAP.
And Julie, just for our listening audience again, can you please state your all of your contact information, where they can find you? I just want to make sure we have that correct.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm Julie Geigel, and you can find me on Facebook over at Psychic Medium Julie. And you can find my website over at heavensenthealing.us. And I am on Twitter, Julie Geigel, and LinkedIn, Julie Geigel, and Pinterest, Julie Geigel. There's nowhere you can't find me.
Very good. I know you've been out there doing some great work for some time, too. So, yes, you're all over the place. You're here in the U.S. You're studying in England. You're over in Brazil. Talk to us about the work that you do, Julie. Oh, with that said, we know what this is. We are heading into our first break. We will be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us as we continue our conversation with Julie Geigel.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life, ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Julie Geigel. Julie, so before we went to break, you were starting to give us some background about, your path and the work that you're actually doing today.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm just thrilled to be here and excited to share with you some of the things that I'm doing right now to help with the planet, the evolution of humanity. I actually just posted an event today, this morning. I work with Susan Schuler. She's an amazing medium in your area, California, and we'll be hosting an event together called Whispers from Heaven. And this is an online event, and we'll be doing some live channeling with Metatron, and we'll be doing some live psychic readings, medium readings, and all kinds of fun, exciting stuff when you connect with the spiritual realm. So that's coming up December 7th, Thursday. And Kimberly, we also have a Lightworkers Mentorship Program. I know one of the things that Metatron was very adamant about, Metatron is the archangel that I work with, he was very adamant about creating a program where people could come for some assistance, for some guidance. And I was drawn to the name Lightworker. And so we call it the Lightworkers Mentorship Program. And it's crazy because we are selling out so quickly and people are really, really resonating with the teaching and the classes and the information that's being shared. We just finished up our spring and summer program last month, and we're starting up a new fall and winter program here coming up on the 30th, so November 30th, and we actually only have two spots left, so we're almost already sold out, and I've barely even started marketing it at all. But yeah, so if you're interested in any of those wonderful programs that I'm teaching right now with our lovely Susan Schuler, I teach the mentorship program with her as well, that Lightworkers class. You can check out more information on my website, juliegeigel.com. But I used to be a school teacher. And that when I was, ever since I was a little girl in second grade, I remember specifically telling my mother I was going to be a teacher when I grew up. And I went to college. I even got my master's degree and I became a teacher. And it was my lifelong dream. But something happened in my heart, and I could feel a shift occurring, and there was just a desire to do more, to work more for God. I mean, I call myself religious, but my husband laughs at that. I'm spiritual, so I'm Catholic, so I have a very strong religious background, but I infuse my religious training with spirituality. So first and foremost, I'm a spiritual person. And I do believe that, we have these desires that are planted in our heart. And when we don't act on those, when we don't follow through with that, things start to get sticky. That's my favorite word, is sticky. Things start to get sticky in our lives. And when teaching started to get sticky, I knew it was time. I knew it was time to move on. So a whole new world opened up for me when I embraced what the next journey was, when I embraced another path and opened up to receiving even more gifts. Because I'm telling you, Kimberly, I wasn't one of those people that always knew that I was psychic medium. I was one of those people who kind of had to grow into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because that's exactly my experience too. A lot of psychic mediums, they have these bios out there that says, when I was 2 years old, I was seeing and talking to spirit, and my angels were around me. But for me, my opening up into this realm didn't come until my 30s, when I was sitting in meditation, and then it was like, oh, okay, it was just a part of me that, needed to be uncovered. But no, I don't have one of those stories that says, at two, I was talking to the angels.
Exactly.
Or 32.
There you go. And I'm the same way. I think mine was probably around 35. I would have to say the tipping point for me was when my father died. When my father died. And, you know, you hear that a lot from people that, you know, when there's a loved one who's passed, that you begin to develop this incredible communication or connection with the spirit world that you never had before because you know somebody personally up there. And so then all of a sudden things began to shift. And for me, you know, I felt like my father's passing was a suicide. And I'll just be very upfront and honest with that. My father smoked. And he died of lung cancer. And I was upset because I had felt that it was his choice. Because his doctor told him probably 5 years before he died that if he didn't stop smoking, that he was going to die. But if he did stop smoking, he had a very good chance to have a very long life. And he had stopped for a short while and then started up again, but was secretive about it, and nobody knew it until he got pneumonia, and then it eventually led to the discovery of cancer, and then he passed. But I have to say, you know, blessings in disguise, because if it hadn't been for his passing, I probably would have still been a school teacher.
Sure. I know Mark has a similar story to that. It's through some of the tragic losses that you've had yourself, Mark. So that's not that happens. There's all kinds of things that put us on the path that we're on.
Yeah, I like to say the shakening causes the awakening, right?
Wow, that's a good one. I like that one.
So, Julie, you've done some interesting work down in Brazil with John of God, and that puts you on a whole nother path too, or deepened the path that you were on, maybe one of the two, that got you into the channeling work. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that was interesting, Kimberly, because at the end of my teaching career, I started to get really intense migraines. So I had, you know, gotten the nudge that it was time for me to explore something different. And I was in denial. And I was, you know, very adamant that this is what I wanted to do ever since I was a little girl. How could I want something different? How could this not be it? And so I was just really trying to push through it and make the best of it and convince myself that this was where I was meant to be. And this was where my heart was at. But the truth of the matter was that physically my health became very challenged in that I started having migraines. And first it started once a month, and then it was once a week, and then it was two or three times a week. And then I was, you know, out sick more and more and more. And finally, you know, the superintendent called me in and he said, Julie, he said, you know, what is going on? Are you okay? And it was at that point in my life when I started to explore some holistic means of healing. And I'm telling you, I tried everything under the sun. I could write a book about just, you know, the different healing modalities to help with the migraine. Because what would happen, Kimberly, is I would try something like acupuncture and it would work for a while. And then after a while, the migraines would start coming back again. So it really was that spurred my journey to Brazil, to John of God. And it was that experience when I came back from there, I was completely healed from migraine headaches. And I don't know if you've ever had a migraine headache, but they're quite debilitating. And what happened was that when I came back, I had a complete clear vision, clear energy field. So I didn't realize how sick I had become and how stressful my life had been managing headaches and migraines every day until they were instantly dissolved from my energy field. And everything, I had full health again. And for me, it was just a huge miracle. Not only a huge miracle, but again, another turning point in my life. And it was funny because the girl that I went with was a psychic, and I wasn't into any of this stuff. And the girl that I went with was this a very known psychic in our area. And when you go before John of God, you kind of can write down three things. You can ask for three things that you'd like. And so one of her three things was that she wanted to be able to channel healing entities in her work to help people. And I thought, well, you know, that would be really cool. And I had just been attuned to Reiki and, you know, was just starting to get into the energy work and helping people, just friends and family. And I put that request out there. I thought, oh, that would be nice. So I added that to my list. And it wasn't until I went back literally 10 years later. And as I was preparing for my journey back to Brazil, I had written a journal when I was there the first time, and I had found it and read it. And 10 years later, I had begun channeling Archangel Metatron, and I was working with several of the CASA entities in my own healing work, doing like psychic surgeries. And so when I read that journal, I completely forgot. I completely forgot that it was even a request when I went down there. I thought I was just focused on healing the migraines. But I was shocked to realize that here, after all of these years, I was a healer, and I was, that channel had opened up for me, and I had accepted and embraced it and had a whole business thriving around it. It was unbelievable.
Wow. And you know what's so crazy too about that is it was a decade later. We never, like, we can ask for things, but we never know, like, what the timing is going to be around that. So let's just hold that for a moment, that thought, and we're going to head into our second break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our special guest today, our Archangel Metatron channel and psychic medium, Julie Geigel.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio. We have our very special guest today, my friend and best American Psychics colleague, Julie Geigel, who is a very talented trance channeler of Archangel Metatron. She's a psychic medium, does a lot of spiritual work, a lot of healing work. So Julie, right there in the break, you were talking about just your journey. And for the inspired listening community out there all around the world, some might be asking, what is trance channeling? Who is Archangel Metatron? So I would like to just take a little bit of the show to talk about what is trance channeling, who is Archangel Metatron, and then we also have a question from one of our inspired listeners to see what kind of information we would get based on the question.
Awesome. Yeah, so what I've come upon with trance channeling, for me, that definition is that I actually step aside and allow Archangel Metatron to come fully into my body to speak through me. So when I'm speaking, it is actually Metatron that's speaking. So what I've found is... it was difficult in the beginning for me, and what I actually did was I hosted a book club, and I gathered my best friends and my mother, and we got together every month, and we studied Seth Speaks, and this actually came after, let me just back up a little bit with my story here, Mark. When I first started business, I used to host a monthly medium class. And at the time, I was watching Esther Hicks' video series with my husband. There were like 24 videos. And I remember getting to the end of those videos, and I said to my husband, how much fun would it be to channel an amazing spiritual master and ride around in a bus? And he looked at me and said, I think you totally lost it. And I said, no, you could be my wheelman, my driver, and we could do this. And so anyway, I just kind of put that on the shelf because he didn't sound like he was up for the game. And I had hosted this monthly meditation class, or mediumship, so it was just kind of 101 mediumship. And this young gentleman came, he was about 25, I think, and at the end of the class, I would kind of go around in the circle, and I would put my hands on top of your hands, and then I would just read whatever energy, whatever came in at that moment. And so when I got to him, and I placed my, and I had never met him before in my life, knew nothing of him, and he had just come across briefly my advertisement for the class. When I got to him, I felt this incredible jolt of energy move through my whole body, and my eyes popped open, and I looked at him, and I said, oh my word, what the heck was that? And he looked at me dead in the eyes with the most serious tone and said, your channels are now open and you are ready to channel. And I almost fainted because I had not talked to personally wanting to channel to anybody but my husband. And I didn't even know this guy. And so I was just like speechless. And so that night, I did some automatic writing, and I asked, who will I be channeling? And the word Muhammad came in. And so I thought they were talking about the boxer, Muhammad Ali. And
yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no, I am channeling him. Are you kidding me? And so I went to my husband. And I said, you know, honey, because we're Catholic, and I said, do we know anybody named Muhammad? And he laughed. He's like, Julie, come on. You know the Bible. Muhammad's in the Bible. And then I was like, oh, okay, that Muhammad. I could channel that Muhammad. So I channeled Muhammad for the first year, and he was just such a beautiful energy. And then I met this gal at a fair, and we were doing a booth. She was next to me in the booth, and I had shared that I channeled. And she said, oh, my goodness, you have to come up to Duluth. I've got a group up there. We'd love to listen to you, watch you channel. And I was like, yay, that sounds like fun. So I drove up to Duluth, went to get up in front of this group of 20 or so people at this church to channel, and I almost threw up. And so I stopped, and I told everybody, what?
Oh, I was just saying, I can relate to that that feeling.
Right? And I stopped, and I told Muhammad, I'm not going to throw up in front of all these people. This is crazy. And so I stopped, and I said, you know, I'm really sorry. I can't channel right now. I'm just feeling not well. But I can talk. I can talk about how I channel and blah, blah, blah. And so I did. I just talked. And then afterwards, when I got back, I stayed with that girl. I've never been so sick in my life. I must have threw up like 5 times, and I thought I was going to die. And so the next morning came, and we were supposed to travel up to Minnesota and do another group channeling, even bigger, like 40 people. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. And so she talked me into it. We drove up there, and it was a healer's retreat. And she said, I know last night was tough because you got sick. She said, let me do some energy work on you to just kind of ground you and, you know, balance things out for tonight. And I was like, oh, that'd be awesome. So toward the end of the healing, it was about a 30-minute session. All of a sudden, she burst into tears, and she was like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, what? What? She says, Archangel Metatron just came in, and I can see his wings overlapping your body, and he wants to tell you that he is here for you to channel, and that you are now going to be channeling Metatron and not Muhammad anymore. And I burst into tears because I'd been getting that message. And I don't like change. I'm awful with change. And so I didn't want to let Muhammad go. I really liked Muhammad, and I didn't really care for Metatron, because Metatron's not warm and fuzzy like most angels are. He's very stern. He's very commanding. He's got a completely different energy, and I didn't want nothing to do with him. But when she said that she saw him, and that she was talking to him, I decided that I needed to pay attention. And so I'm always about trust. I mean, every day I've got this beautiful phrase that I've got a photo on my wall. It says, use me, Lord, for a purpose greater than myself. And I took a deep breath, and I said, all right, I'm going to do this. And I channeled Archangel Metatron for the first time that night, and I haven't looked back since. It's been unbelievable.
And Julie, just share with us a little bit of background on who Metatron is. I know we have Google and we can search it, but just for the listening audience, just give a few bullet points, if you will, of who he is and what he's about and what is his message. Why would he come forward and through channeling to give us messages, and what would those messages look like or be?
Yeah, so what I've discovered through, you know, my own research, my own experience with Metatron is that, you know, first and foremost, Metatron is a healer. And he comes and works with people who are healers. And he, you know, when you look at the technical stuff that is written about Metatron, it is said that Metatron is the master of all archangels, that he's kind of the head honcho up there, and that he is actually God's right hand, because he is the scribe of the Akashic records. So Metatron's the one that records everything that's said and done in your lifetimes, and many, many lifetimes, and he keeps the records, the Akashic records of all of those experiences. So he's quite...
Okay, do you want to just take us to break? Yep, I'm here. You want to just take us to a break and we'll bring her right back? Looks like Julie had dropped out there, so we're going to try to get her back here on Inspired Living Radio just as soon as we can. So stick around. We're going to bring your questions live to air when we come back in our last section of Inspired Living Radio. Stick around.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. Our very special guest, Julie Geigel, talented trance channeler of Archangel Metatron. Julie, we lost the connection. I think Metatron was coming in a big way. Kind of like you were saying, he connects with healers, and I think he wanted to be heard. So we do apologize to the Inspired listeners for the technical difficulty that we had here. I know that we were having issues when I first came on, and so I think there's just a lot of energy. And you know, Julie, working with healing energy is everything, right? Healing frequency and vibration. So let's just finish up talking about Metatron. Hopefully we don't drop you again if he comes through, just the power that is associated with Metatron. And then we also have a question that I want to get to in the last section of the show, if we could, from one of our Inspired listeners, and see if you or Metatron can assist them in their question.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Mark, what was the last thing that you heard me say? Because I didn't realize I had been dropped.
Yeah, it just kind of went silent. You were talking about how Metatron connects with healers, and his message is usually that connection to healers, and then we lost you. So I think he was trying to speak to everybody, and we lost you in the meantime.
Most definitely. Well, and the one thing I did want to share about Metatron is that he is one of the few master teachers that is or angels that has walked the earth. So in the Bible, he is known as Enoch. And
oh, interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. And so he did not die a physical death. He actually ascended into heaven to be with God. So that is also something kind of a nice fact that a lot of people don't know about Metatron. But it really does allow for that deep connection, because he really can understand what we've been through because he's walked our shoes. And so he really is the bridge between humanity and heaven. And he helps us remember our truth and remember our magnificence. But like I said, first and foremost, he is absolutely a healer. And what's been really exciting in the channeling that I've done on the radio show, I have Angel Talk Tuesday on Tuesdays, is that the Pleiadians have started coming in to assist in the healing, and their energy is just absolutely phenomenal as well. But one thing you'll notice with Metatron, if he begins working with you, is, and like I can totally feel he's with me because I'm sitting up straight. I'm a sloucher, and I always know when Metatron
sit up straight, Julie.
I know it because he doesn't slouch, and he likes to stand, and I hate standing. I mean, I hate standing. But whenever I can feel his energy move into me, like when I do the radio show, I want to stand. He's very commanding and a little bit of demanding at times. So he often comes in to work with you when you need to take action. Maybe you're procrastinating or putting things off, or maybe you're confused and you don't know where to start. So Metatron helps you prioritize, and he helps you get things in order, get your ducks in a row so that you can take your life to the next level. And he is always, always assisting people who are wanting to bring enlightenment and harmony to the earth. Yeah. Exciting.
Very interesting. Almost sounds like a drill sergeant for all the angels.
And yes, us as well. He
keep us all in line. I actually had a vision of a drill sergeant when you were saying that. And interesting about him incarnating into the physical form and then ascending into heaven based on the Bible. I did not know that. That's very interesting that you would have an angel that incarnated in physical form and knows the human journey and the human experience. Very fascinating.
Yes, and his brother actually is Sandalphon, Archangel Sandalphon. His brother here on the earth plane, and I forget what his name was in human form, but yes, so Archangel Sandalphon is the other archangel that ascended into heaven, him and Metatron.
Very interesting. And who knows, you may someday get to channel Muhammad Ali and float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. So you never know, right? So that's the world
no,
of spiritualism.
Thank you.
You never know.
I'm going to be open.
So we want to get to one of the questions that one of our inspired listeners had posted on our Facebook page. I'd done a Facebook Live before we went on air, and this is from Julia Ladd. I'm not sure where Julia is from, so thanks for listening, Julia. We appreciate all of our inspired listeners around the globe. She wants to know that she has an ex. Let's see, I'll just read it verbatim because it's a little bit of a long question. So, Julie, I'll have you kind of tune into this. I'd like to know if my ex will go along with me being the one to get the insurance policy for alimony collateral. He owns the existing policy, but it's written in the decree, existing policy or a similar one. Once I start working, am I responsible for paying monthly premiums? I would get the new policy and pay the premiums. He would be done with it. So it sounds like there's a crisis in insurance policy and alimony collateral, and she's wanting to know, versus on a from a psychic standpoint or from Metatron standpoint. What do you get on that? I'm just curious.
All right, and so she's wanting to know if taking over the insurance is going to happen for her.
Yes, and she wants to – this is her ex who currently has – he owns the existing policy, but it's written in the decree that existing policy or a similar one. So she wants to know, should she be responsible taking over the monthly premiums?
Well, I pulled a card for her today, and actually the card that comes up is yes, your desired outcome will occur in the very near future. Have patience and faith, and don't try to force it to happen. So even though there may be things that might appear that this isn't going to work out for her, I am seeing for her to just be open that and to surrender that she doesn't need.
Oh my gosh! I'm saying that because I'm just amazed that you just said that because I was literally going through a numerology deck to pull a card for as well just to see if the energy would align, and I pulled the surrender card when you said surrender. I'm not kidding. Surrender. That was really cool. Continue. Sorry.
No, I love it how when we're in alignment with each other, that's mm-hmm. so beautiful. But yeah, so I'm just seeing that her block is trying to figure out how this is going to happen because, you know, the decree says that blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So to just let go of that, let go of how it's going to happen and just trust that there's miracles all around. I mean, I pulled three cards and the other two, the one says trust and the other one says stay optimistic. So they're all pointing in the thumbs up direction for you. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Thanks for the question, Julia. We appreciate it. Yeah, that was really cool that you said surrender. I just was like, I'm just going to grab a numerology deck right next to me and just see what card I pull. And I literally pulled the number 91, which is a surrender number. And it's, you know, if you don't let go of this, it's going to impede your success. And so surrender can bring a lot of great things if we're open to it and we surrender to the process. So that is your answer, Julia Ladd. Again, I'm not sure where Julia is at in the world, but we appreciate the question and all of our inspired listeners. And again, if you want to interact with us on our Facebook page, go to Inspired Living Radio and ask to join the Inspired Listening community all around the world. We can take your questions internationally. The call-in number is for the United States only, but if you're international, you can post your question. And also, while you're at it, put a pin on our interactive Inspired Living Radio map that we have at the very top of the page so we can see where everybody is at. I'd be curious to know where Julia is at. So, Julie, that was cool energy. Realigned there with the cards, and Metatron came in. What events do you have coming up here in November, December, and as we move into the year of 2018? And does Metatron have any messages for 2018?
Well, we just posted a new event this morning that I'll be hosting with Susan Schuler coming up December 7th. It is called Whispers from Heaven, and that's December 7th, Thursday. And you can sign up and register for that over on my website at juliegeigel.com. I'll be doing a live channeling with Archangel Metatron. So this is a online event, and you'll be able to see me live. I've just started to do live channeling, Mark. It's so cool. So I'm on video, and you can watch me channel.
And that's through the Zoom platform, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a super easy platform, and it just really is a lot of fun to work with. And I've noticed, you know, just a beautiful energy when I actually have a live audience that's watching and tuning into the healing. So we'll be doing a beautiful healing with Metatron, and then we'll move into messages from loved ones who've passed, and then some psychic questions. So again, that's coming up December 7th. And then my lovely Susan Schuler and I have partnered together to offer an ongoing Lightworkers mentorship program. And our next course is coming up November 30th. We only have two spots left, I'm excited to say. We've almost completely sold out here a second time. And it is just an opportunity for Lightworkers to come together to get some support, to really understand what to do. I know when I first started, I think I went to a psychic fair and a reader had said to me, "Oh, you're a light worker." And I'm like, "No, I'm a school teacher."
What does that mean?
I know. I'm like, "What does that mean?
Am I changing light bulbs or something?"
I know it, right? And how much does it pay? Is it better than what I'm doing now? But yeah, so we answer all those questions. We work with psychic development, mediumship development. Our last program, we did an incredible soul journey, meeting your soul guides, your spirit guide, and your spiritual counsel. This class, we're actually going to be doing a group past life regression. So that's going to be really exciting. Again, that one's called the Lightworkers Mentorship Program with Susan Schuler and I. And again, it's November 30th. You can find out more information on my website at juliegeigel.com.
Awesome, Julie. And real quick, before we run out of time, before the guitar starts playing, your two shows that you're doing on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yes. We host Angel Talk Tuesday. We are in our third season. Wow, I can't believe I've been doing it that long. Thank you, thank you. It's hosted every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central with my partner, Susan Schuler. And I channel Archangel Metatron, and Susan channels Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. And then we do offer a free psychic medium reading at the end. And then I also do a monthly show on Facebook Live. I do a monthly healing show, healing/meditation. And you can find that the first Thursday over on Facebook Live on my Heaven Sent Healing page at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Awesome. Well, Julie, it's always so good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for being on Inspired Living Radio. Keep doing the beautiful work as a light worker, floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. Wish you all the success.
Thank you,
and
Julie.
Again, if you want to check Julie's workout, you can find her at Best American Psychics and all of the information she listed here at Facebook, juliegeigel.com, her shows. Always a blessing to have you on, my dear, and I look forward to working with you in the future. We'll be back next Wisdom Wednesday for another episode of Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. We're going to also be moving into December with our favorite episodes from all of the shows we've done in 2017. Want to just thank our inspired listeners. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Julie. Until next week, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.
Namaste.